First, though, the Weather Bureau today has released its annual climate statement for 2015 today. It was Australia's fifth warmest year on record, with a national mean temperature 0.83 degrees above average and a rainfall figure which was 5% below average nationally. A little bit more in Tasmania. We'll talk about that now. To talk about the climate statement and Tasmania and how it fared, let's welcome climatologist Ian Barnes-Keegan to the Tasmanian Country Hour. All the best for the new year, Ian.
And to you too, Tony.
Well, we'll have a look at what may be in store for the start of 2016 shortly. But first, let's look back at the year that was in Tasmania. And according to the statement, Ian, the word mixed, an apt description?
Absolutely. It was, the year kicked off the very first couple of days of January 2015. We were getting high temperatures, pushing up into the high 30s. It was dry. We were coming out of a dry end of last year. And then suddenly we got some rain, and some quite heavy rain, especially in the southeast. And it's just settled everything down for a bit. It did mean that what looked like being a really challenging fire season last fire season was really bopped on the head a little bit. And so we just went through a reasonably quiet fire season last summer. What really then happened is once we headed into March, started getting some cold temperatures, and when we moved through winter, and who can forget August, some really cold temperatures, snow down to sea level a couple of times in August. And so it looked like that persistent pattern that we've been having in recent years of above average temperatures, it looked like we'd left that behind us. But come September, temperatures started warming up, and beginning of October, some of the earliest that we'd seen temperatures getting high in early October, that pattern's continued through November into December. So December, for example, has come up as the warmest December on record for the state. So very much a mixed bag for temperature. Rainfall, well, that's another story.
Yeah, let's look at rainfall. We know Tasmania had a particularly dry 2015. The mean rainfall, 20% below average, including the driest spring on record.
Yeah, dry spring on record by quite a large margin, and that very dry October. When you look at that, just looking again at the map for October, just the fraction of the state that had driest on record was quite extraordinary. So that really jumped out, and we haven't really had much rain since then. There was a bit in the northeast in November. There's a few showers here and there through December, but overall, the year has ended off quite dry. And there wasn't much through the year. So even through those cold months when we were getting that snow, we were getting those cold nights and days, we weren't getting much rain from it. And consequently, for most parts of the state, they headed into spring already quite depleted for rainfall, having not really had enough through winter. And then when the high temperatures hit, lots of evaporation, obviously, from the soils and plants, and the water balance shifted quite dramatically around October, and it's been continuing to be quite difficult since then. So overall, total rainfall below average pretty much across the state, a few little patches down in the southeast or the far south where it's been around average, well below average through the northwest and through the Midlands as well, and a few others as thrown in. So quite another dry year. Perhaps not as exceptional as 2006, but it certainly stands out as yet another dry year that we've had.
Yeah, and the previous year wasn't that wet either, was it?
No, look, we've really been struggling to get rainfall for a couple of years since the La Niña petered out. This year what we saw was El Niño in place in the Pacific. Certainly that had an influence. It wasn't the only thing going on. It had an influence on our rainfall through the second half of the year and affected most of Australia or large parts of Australia. So that was one of the reasons. There was other things going on as well. What was happening in the Indian Ocean, extremely warm to begin with, but then the Indian Ocean dipole positive event also tended to cut down on the amount of rain we got. And of course, in 2014, was the year that didn't quite get El Niño. So we've had this strange things pushing our weather towards dry for the last couple of years, and that's certainly what we've seen, a real preponderance of dry weather, a couple of rain events from time to time, but really not very much, and those persistent warm temperatures despite the cold through winter.
Ian, we're talking on the radio at the moment, and it should be cricket on the radio, but their persistent rainfalls in the Sydney and Hunter Valley regions. We wish some of those rainfalls would make their way down south.
Yes, I think we'd only wish for a little bit of that rainfall because they've been getting quite exceptional amounts, 200 more millimetres a day, which is not something that you want to get all at once. But it's those sorts of totals that we're really going to need to turn around the deficits that we're now running in several parts of the state. So just looking up, say in the northwest, which is obviously an important area and is one of the more heavily affected areas, often quite reliable for rainfall, and that's one of the reasons that it's such a good place to grow things. You know, the temperatures are generally mild, the rainfall's generally reliable and fairly plentiful. But say, to choose almost anywhere at random, I'm just happen to be looking at Devonport. Average rainfall for a year in Devonport is about 765. This year, only 553. So less than three quarters, between two-thirds and three-quarters of the rainfall, about 200-odd millimetres down on the average for the area. And that's fairly common right across the northwest. It's not lowest on record because there's been some... There was a couple of months that ticked things over, but rainfall well below average. Couple of individual sites probably managed to squeeze driest year on record, but overall, just really significantly down. It doesn't sound much to say that you've only got three quarters of your annual rain. It's not half or less than that, but to be going missing 200 millimetres of rain from Devonport, that's quite significant.
Yeah. What are the prospects of some decent soaking rains in Tasmania as we approach midsummer into the autumn season? Is the outlook still very average?
The outlook is, well, it's tricky is probably the best way of putting it. As I mentioned, El Niño has been the big factor influencing our weather, influencing most of Australia's weather. It's the big driver that we can really pin outlooks on. When El Niño's in place, it really does have a strong impact across not just Australia but across the globe. So if you look at things like the amount of rain that fell in Papua New Guinea in the second half of the year, very critically low, and also getting high rainfalls over towards the Americas. But what we're seeing now, the El Niño is still there, no doubt about it, but it looks like it's either peaked or it's peaking or it's starting to decline. It depends a little bit on how you look at it. So it looks like we're going to be turning off that, releasing that break. El Niño coming off over the next couple of months. What that's tended to mean in the past, as El Niño, a strong El Niño such as this has come off, we've tended to have more rainfall through late summer into autumn. Hasn't always happened, and sometimes it's happened over large parts of Australia and annoyingly not Tasmania. 1982-83 was a good example of that. Strong El Niño, 83, autumn of 83, quite wet over large parts of southern Australia, but not over Tasmania. It took us a little bit longer to pick up the rain. So El Niño coming off tends to suggest we might have a bit of a better chance of getting some rainfall. But there are many other things going on, and it's unfortunately complicated pattern. Overall, probably I'd be thinking that rainfall is more likely than less likely, but it's not a strong push either way.
Okay, Ian, thanks for your time as always.
My pleasure.
Cheers. Our climatologist Ian Barnes-Keegan from the Weather Bureau detailing the annual climate statement, which was issued by the Weather Bureau today, and contained the fact that it was Australia's fifth warmest year on record, with a national mean temperature 0.83 degrees above average and a rainfall figure which was 5% below average nationally. But the mean national average in Tasmania was 20% below the norm for rainfall.